Thank you for calling Raise Roofing. This is Melissa. How can I help you?
Hi, Melissa. This is Stephanie calling from Local Flash. How are you?
Hey, Miss Stephanie. I'm doing good. How are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for asking. And I was actually calling about your, the last text message that you sent about discontinuing the services totally.
Yeah, sweetheart, we've gotten, let's see, I'll actually pull it up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've seen your guys' ads and everything that you're doing for the next couple of months, for those 2 months or whatever. Mm-hmm. But as far as Yelp, Vivian, that came in 6 days ago, I couldn't call. I messaged, never got a reply. Christian, he's military out in California. I can't get him to reply. Tatiana, I have been trying to get a hold of her, and she'll read my messages and then not respond. Let me see. Hold on 1 second.
Sure.
Yeah, she read it this morning at 9 o'clock and never responded. We're at the point right now, Miss Stephanie, where we're getting some stuff coming in, but... Mm-hmm. Money that we're spending out is not compensating for what we're bringing in. Like, we're not getting that many jobs. And I don't know if it's, like, the area or whatever. So we're kind of trying to, like reel it back in and be like, okay, we can't be spending $500 over here, a couple hundred over here. Like, we're just kind of like... We got to figure it, our visibility on Google is kind of gotten there, but I don't know if there's maybe a cheaper plan for Yelp. I know that 500 was kind of like the base strategy, I think, is what it was to keep us out there. But, like I said, we've gotten like five. One of them we actually completed, which was Mark on Yelp.
Uh-huh.
And that was a month ago. So these other ones, they're just lingering. And it's just like, I can't see paying so much out to try and win a job. If that makes sense. We're a small company, husband, wife team. And we're trying to get out there to be, get up there with the big dogs. We know our quality, exceeds, and our crews are amazing. But it's like, okay, we're spending a lot. And I get we're going to have to spend a lot to make some money. But right now it's like we're kind of at a crossroad where we got to kind of reel it in a little bit. Unless some companies can work with us where it's like, okay, how about – we'll do $200 for this month and kind of see what brings in or whatever. Because I know that we're still on Yelp, even if we're not paying that $500.
Right.
So that's where it kind of like I scratch my head and I'm like, okay, well, we're still on Yelp, so people can still find us. But it's one of those things like we're not maybe showing up as one of the first, but I honestly don't think we're showing up as one of the first anyways. It just all depends on who's paying what out there with all the competition we got in the area. So that's kind of where we're at right now. And it's nothing that anybody has done wrong. It's just this area. It's a beast. It definitely is a beast, to say the least.
Right. I would say there could be a lot of competitions.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I sure can check with our Yelp team if there could be, I cannot guarantee, though, but I can definitely check.
Right.
If there can definitely be any other package for Yelp ads that we can do for you.
Okay.
And for the meantime, in regards to Facebook ads, I believe we're gaining good visibility on Facebook ads. Although in the past 30 days, there's only one lead from the Facebook ads. But Facebook is actually a platform that's being used most of these days. Should we continue with having Facebook ads at $100 per month?
Well, you guys kind of took that balance and put it towards like the 2 months for us.
Yes.
So when that runs out, I'm kind of like, it is what it is. We don't have a lot of followers on there. Have we really gotten anything from there? Not really. Not that I don't love talking to you all the time, but I got to be cautious with, you know, the business account, you know, like, okay, where are we gaining, you know, where are we profiting, where are we losing type of deal, and I got to make sure this year it's like, all right, how do we need to work it? And I get that it takes a couple of months, and it's like that with every company, you know, you go to that we've gone to since the beginning. And we've tried and we tried and we tried, and it's just, I just think the area that we are in, some people have a little bit more play money and investors to be able to fork out for this kind of stuff. And us being like a mom and pop, we're kind of like, we don't really have that in the background. So we're kind of more or less like word of mouth and like referrals and things like that at this point. And my husband sometimes tends to disagree with me, but when I look at the account, I'm like, okay, more money has come out in advertising and things like that than we've done, you know, bringing in money for this month. So there's, you know, you're scratching your head like, okay, and it's happened for a few months. So last night I finally told them, I was like, nope. Unless some companies can work with us and bring that cost down, we're not doing anymore. And we're just going to do in-house like we've been doing with the website and this, that, and the other. And we'll kind of figure it out from there. And so that's kind of where we're at. Unless maybe you can come up with something where, you know, maybe Yelp will kind of hook us up for a month and do something or whatnot. If not, I completely get it. If we just got to go back to just being visible on Yelp, like, you know, for the basics, I get it. But I just can't wrap my head around spending that amount of money for – we're doing a lot of estimates and we're connecting with people. We'll go out for their free inspections and stuff like that, and it not just with Yelp, but even through Facebook or word of mouth or whatever. But people are all about their pocket right now, and we try to be the lowest, but then someone may come in and they could be like $15 lower. There was one company that went with us, and we were like, I think we were like $100 higher, but they went with us because of our customer service. But you're not going to always get that. Like, people are down to the pennies. And I'm like, how are people offering that low of a price? You know, like, it's a lot that all goes into it, mind frame-wise. So, yeah, if there's something that maybe you guys can come up with, I just can't see paying $500 right now. And we may revisit it in the future again. But I can't have it right now, girl. I can't. And I'm so sorry. Like, I don't want to do it by any means, but I just can't, you know, see it.
Right.
Like, it's not making sense at this point.
I totally understand where you're coming from, Melissa. It's no worries. But yes, I'll definitely check with our Yelp team as far as if there could be any package that we can, that we can switch you over to that is lower than what you currently have right now.
Okay.
So that we can continue running the Yelp ads for you instead.
Okay. That'll work. Cause honestly, also, you know, I love like the leads come in through there and whatnot, but as far as like working with the lead in there, once that lead comes in, I switch it over to my Roofchief system. And I do everything from there. So I'm really just It's literally I'm paying $500 for maybe a lead coming in, maybe grabbing that phone number or email so I can bug them for the next month and a half. You know what I mean?
Right.
And like, it's at this point where I'm like, okay. And now, like, we're visible on Google. Oh my gosh, the amount of spam calls I'm getting. Like, people don't even
think. Oh yeah.
And we have financing now. And we have an AI assistant through there. I think you got her one day. And today there has been 15 calls that have come through, did not say anything, completely spam. And wow. I'm like, I don't have time to answer that many calls during the day. And my husband's like, we don't need the AI. And I'm like, yeah, we do. She's making sure that I'm not getting, like, because I'll even sometimes I'm like, oh, it's a local number. Yeah, I need to answer it. And I'm like, do my whole spiel, raise roof, thank you, blah, blah, blah. And no one says anything. And it'll stay on there for like 35 seconds. And then I'll say, please don't call this number. It's a business. And then they hang up. And I don't get it. I'm like, I don't know if these are bots in a little room somewhere that are just spamming businesses. I have no idea, but it's not something that, it kind of sucks, to be honest with you. But I guess that's the world we live in today.
I understand. But yes, that really happens when people see your business online. They do try to reach out. Some are actually just competitors trying to get you in business with them. Yeah, you're definitely getting a lot of those phone calls, and there could be more, possibly. Right. Good thing you do have an AIO, right? As you've mentioned before.
Oh, the AI. Yeah. It came. It's like I think my husband said it was like $100 a month for that AI assistant, but it's through our financing. Mm-hmm. Our financing, we don't have to pay anything for, so it's kind of like one of those little things. She's okay. I won't say she's the greatest because sometimes she just kind of mess up a little bit here and there when they're like, I just want to speak to the business owner. She's like, well, can I get your address? And then they get freaked out. Like, why do you want my address? But at the same time, it's kind of showing that, okay, they're not really serious. You know, it's not a roofing lead type of deal. It's not. So, but I can do tweaks to it, but I'm still trying to learn all that as well. We just have had her for like the last month. So.
Got it. Well, I mean, just in case though, please know that we do also offer AIO. Do that. We also do have the AIO. So, I mean, we can actually provide it with your services totally for free.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
so just in case,
do me a favor,
that you would
let
like
me see,
to consider. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do me a favor. Let me see. Why don't you find out, like, what was her name? Oh, my goodness, I can't remember her name. I've talked to so many people. I can't remember the lady's name that we did the onboarding call with. I do apologize. It was the main person that Matt set me up with. But, like, get with the Yelp team, see if there's anything maybe for the next month or two. I would love to keep paying the $500, but I just, it's not feasible at this point right now. We just don't have that much coming in.
I understand. No worries. I'll definitely check with our Yelp team in regards to a different package maybe, or if there's anything else that we can do to get better leads probably from Yelp or anything else. And then as soon as I get to hear back from them, I'll definitely reach out to you.
Yeah, Stephanie, you've always been great, and I thank you for everything you've done. As far as your end and doing the Facebook ads, I think we should have maybe another month with that. I can't remember off the top of my head the date. But, you know, keep doing that because we see them on there even when we're clicking on stuff. I'm like, oh, there we are. So it's nice to see that. So yeah, absolutely keep doing that. But yesterday when we were trying to be charged, I was like, whoa, wait a second. We were supposed to talk before we moved forward with anything else. So I do apologize. I was cooking and was trying to be real quick with the text message. I didn't mean to be rude.
No worries.
But yeah, thank you for calling me. See what you can come up with and give me a call. We are on spring break right now. I'm at the house. My son's just here for spring break. Mm-hmm. So if you don't reach me, just let Coral know, hey, I need to talk to Melissa, and you can shoot me a text message, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
All right, definitely. I sure will.
Awesome. Awesome, Stephanie. Thank you so very much for all you do. Tell the team hi, and we will talk soon. Mm-hmm.
For sure. Thank you so much for taking the time today, Melissa. I'll definitely talk to you soon.
Absolutely, Stephanie. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Bye-bye. Take care.
You too, hon. Bye.